Welcome to Tarvati Mechanech, Yomiyot OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michal Hart. Today we'll be studying Sefer Melachim Aleph, Parakhas. Parakhas is a very long parak. It is Samech Vav Psukim long, and it is exquisitely beautiful in terms of the speech and the tefillah and the bracha that King Shlomo offers and says on the occasion of the inauguration of the Beit HaMikdash. Parakhas Pasuk Aleph. Az Yakel Shlomo Ezek Neisra El Kol Rosh Yamatus Shlomo assembled the elders of Israel, the head of the tribes, the princes of the fathers for the children of Israel, to King Shlomo in Yerushalayim, lehalot et Aron Brit Hashem, Ir David Hi Tzion. Because what were they doing? They were going to move. Remember, David made a temporary structure. King David made a temporary structure where the Aron was housed, but now the Aron Brit Hashem is being moved from Ir David to the Beit HaMikdash. And he gathers everybody to come, the elders, the princes, the heads of the tribes, the heads of the father's household, the children of Israel. And gathered to King Shlomo was every man in Israel. In which month? The month of Etanim. B'chag. What is Chag? Chag Sukkot. What is Chodesh Hashvi? We call it Tishrei. Here we have another biblical Hebrew name, and that is Etanim. Yarech Etanim. The month of what we call Tishrei, very, very interesting, which means the month of strength. Why, perhaps, is it called the month of strength? We have all the chagim in this month. Well, not all, I shouldn't have said that. But we have Rosh Hashanah, the new year. We have the Asar Yemei Teshuvah. We have Yom Kippurim. We have Chag HaSukkot, Chag HaSif. It's such a powerful month in terms of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in terms of Teshuvah, in terms of V'samach, the B'chagecha, V'yisa, Ach Samech. And therefore, it is a month of great spiritual strength. And that's the month that this is happening in. And all of the elders come, and the Kohanim are carrying the ark. They bring up the covenant, the ark of the covenant, I should say. They bring up the tent of meeting. They bring up all the holy vessels that were in the special tent that King David had constructed. And they bring them, who? The Kohanim and the Levim. And the King Shlomo, Pasukei, and all the assembly of Israel who were congregating with him before the Aaron, before the Ark, were offering sheep and cattle. Asher lo yisparu velo yimnu meirov. They were offering so many korbanot during this joyous procession. You can't even count how many korbanot. There were so many. They have yu akonim et Aaron B'd Hashem, El Makomo, El Devir Habayi. We spoke about the Devir, El Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Kohanim bring the Ark of the Covenant of God to its place, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, El Tachat Kanfei Kruvim, under the wings of the Kruvim, because the Kruvim, Pasuk Zayin, were spreading their wings to the place where the Aaron, Vayusoku HaKruvim Ala Aaron, Va'abado Milamala, and these massive Kruvim that King Shlomo constructed, like we learned in Parak Vav, covered over the Aaron and over the staves. There were staves on the sides of the Aaron. There was a special halacha when it came to the badim, the staves on the sides of the Aaron. They had to be seen from the space of the Kodesh or the Heichal. There was a partition between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the staves, although they were in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they stuck into the partition so that when you stood outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you could see the staves poking through, making an indentation, if you will, in the partition. And they were there until this very day. Pasuk tells us there's nothing in the Aaron, only the two stone luchot that Moshe put there in Chorev, another name for our Sinai, that Hashem enacted a covenant with the children of Israel when they left Egypt. And it was when the priests came out of the Kodesh, after they put the Aaron Kodesh in its special place, this is a sign that God is masking. Hashem Shechina fills. It's so beautiful. It's a sign of Hashem's cloud. Malei Abed Hashem. The Shechina filled the house of Hashem, and the Kohanim could not even stand to serve because the presence of God was there. Ki malei kvod Hashem, abed Hashem, because the glory of God filled the house of God. And now Shlomo starts to speak pasuk yud beis, and then Shlomo says, Hashem said he would dwell in this thick fog, but no baniti beit zvulach machal neshivtecha olamim pasuk gedgema. I have built an abode, a seat for your dwelling forever. And Shlomo now turns his face to the people and he blesses the entire assembly of Israel. And the entire assembly of Israel was standing in the temple courtyard. And what does King Shlomo say? Pasuk Tazvav, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Asher Diber, Befiv, Eish David Avi, Uviyado, Milei Veimar. Blessed is Hashem, the God of Israel, who spoke in the mouth of David, my father, and who, with his hand, fulfilled the promise, saying, from the day that I took my nation, Israel, out from Egypt, I have not chosen any other city from all the tribes of Israel to build a house for my name there, and I've chosen David to be over my nation Israel. Pasuk Yud Zayin, and it was with the heart of David my father, this is Shlomo speaking, to build a house for the name of God of Israel. And Hashem said to David my father, because it was in your heart to build a house for my name, amazing. Because it was in the heart to build the house for my name, it was good. It was from the word tov. It was, you did well. It was good that that was in your heart. However, you are not going to be the one to build the house, because the son who will come out from your loins, he will build the house for my name. And Hashem upheld his word. Remember, Shlomo is still speaking, and I have risen under David my father, and I sit on the throne of Israel, like Hashem spoke, and I have built a house for the name of Hashem, the God of Israel. And I have placed in the special place the Aron of the covenant of the Aron Brit Hashem, the Aron Shasham Brit Hashem, the Aron that is there, the covenant with God, the Shtei Lucho, Asher Karati Mavatena, that he enacted with our forefathers when he took them out of Egypt. And Shlomo Pasuch of Beis stands up, listen to this, Vayamot Shlomo Lefnei Mizbech Hashem, Neged Kol Kal Yisrael. Shlomo stands up before the Mizbech of Hashem, before the entire assembly of Israel, Vayifros Kapav Hashemayim. He spreads out his hands towards the heaven. Listen to this, Steinzelt Neviim. What follows is one of the longest, most complex and comprehensive prayers in the entire Bible. In addition to its many requests, it includes a broad vision of the nature of the Beit HaMikdash. If you'll notice in our limud today, every other day so far, I've tried to bring you another limud that connects to the perek. Today, what I really want is for the psukim to just speak for themselves, because it's so exquisite. We are up to Pasuk of Gimel, so Shlomo stands before the Mizbeach. He stands before all of Israel. He spreads his hands towards heaven and he begins to pray. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayomer, and King Shlomo says, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Hashem the God of Israel, Ein Kamoch Elokim B'Shamayim Al V'Aretz Mitacha. There's no one like you, God, in the heavens above and the earth below. Shomer Habri, you guard the covenant, V'HaChesed, and the kindness, L'Avdecha, to your servant, HaHochim L'Fanecha B'Chol Libam, the children of Israel who go before you with all their heart, Asher Shemarta L'Avdecha David Avi, you guarded for my father, for your servant, David, my father, while you spoke to him and you spoke in his mouth, you spoke with your mouth, Hashem. In other words, as if Hashem Kaviyachol took an oath, and with your hands you fulfilled your promise today. And now, Hashem, the God of Israel, Shmar la'avdecha, David avdi, et asher dibartel. Please, Hashem, guard what you spoke to David, my father, saying, what did Hashem promise? A man of yours shall not cease from before me to sit on the throne of Israel. Hashem promised King David that the throne would never move from his descendant as long as his children go in his ways, just like King David went in his ways. Now the God of Israel, your words should be upheld, faithful, they should come true, that you spoke to David my father. And Shlomo then says, Ki ha'umnam yeshev Elokim al ha'aretz? Can God indeed dwell on earth? Hinei ha'shamayim, how can infinity, King Shlomo is saying, dwell in a finite space? Hinei ha'shamayim, ushmei ha'shamayim, lo yechal kaducha, behold, the heavens and the highest heights of heavens cannot contain God. Af ki abayit azer shabaniti, how is it possible? And this is the concept of tzimtzum, that the Shekhinah, infinity, can contract and dwell in a finite space. If infinity cannot be contained by the heavens and the highest heights of heavens and the vast expanse of the universe and beyond the universe, how can the house that I have built contain the Shekhinah? Nevertheless, King Shlomo says, Pasuk Chavchas ufanita al tfilat avdecha, Hashem, from this house, turn to the prayer of your servant and to his supplication, Hashem, my God, lishmo el harina ve el hatefila, to hear the song, to hear the prayer Asher Abdecha mitpalalo fenecha yom. Hear the song and the prayer the Yeshivim prays before you today. Liot einecha pituchot el abayit hazeh laila v'yom el amakom asher amarta yesh misham. Your eyes should be open to this house by night and by day, to this place where you said your name will dwell. I'm in Pasuk of Tes. Lishmoa el hatfila asher yitpal abdecha amakom hazeh. So that you hear the prayer that your servant prays to this place. V'shamata tchinat avdecha v'amcha yisrael sheit palalu ala makom hazeh. Pasuk lamed, you should hear the prayer, the supplication of your servant and of your nation Israel, that they will pray to this place. V'ata tishma al makom shiftecha. You should hear in your dwelling place, ala shamayim, v'shamata, when you hear the prayer, v'salachta, you shall forgive their sins. And now Shlomo gives different examples of when we will be in need of mercy and asks God to hear. Pasuk lamed aleph, when a man will sin against his friend, for example, and utter a curse to him, the person who did wrong, may the curse come before your altar of this house. And you should hear from the heavens, and you should act, and you should judge your servant. Laharshia rasha, latei darko b'rasha. You should condemn the wicked to bring punishment for his ways upon his head. Ula hatzdik tzadik, and you should find the tzadik to be righteous. Latei lo kitzid kato. You should give the tzadik what is coming to him. Tzidkus, never. Furthermore, what about this? Pasuk lamed gimel. When your children Israel when your children of Israel are struck in defeat before an enemy, which happens when they sin before you, but they return to you, and they confess and give thanks to your name, when the enemy strikes us down, but we recognize that it was a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we come back to Hashem, and we pray to Him, and we supplicate before Him in this house. You should hear in the heavens, you should forgive the sin of your nation Israel. You should return them to the land that you gave to their forefathers. What about when the heavens will be closed off? There won't be rain, because the people will sin before you. They will pray in this place. They will admit to the supremacy of your name. They will repent from their sin. You should answer them. So if they're struck down before the enemy Hashem, they do teshuvah, answer them. When there's no rain because of their sins, they do teshuvah, answer them. Pasuk lamed vav, he repeats over and over, v'ata tishma shamayim, you should hear from the heavens, v'salachta l'chatat avdecha, you should forgive the sin of your servant and your nation Israel. You should show them, ki torein et adarecha tova shayach b'Hashem, teach them the good way that they should fall, Pasuk Lamed Vav. And then you should give rain in the land that you gave your children of Israel as an inheritance. What about Pasuk Lamed Zayin, when there's a famine in the land? What about when there's dever, pestilence in the land? What about when there is dryness, Shidafon, Yerkon, Arba, Chasil, there's dryness, the crops are beaten by the eastern wind? What about when there's locust in the land? What about when the enemy besieges and oppresses them in the land and their gates? What about when there's affliction and illness? Every prayer, every supplication that will be to every man from your nation Israel. Asher yedun ish negalavavo, when a person recognizes the affliction of his heart. Ufaras kapav el abayit hazeh. He spreads out his hand in prayer toward this house. Va'ato tishma shumayim. You should hear from the heavens. Mechon shifticha, the place of your dwelling. V'salachta. If we fall before the enemy and we recognize Hashem is sending us a message and we pray in this place, forgive us, Hashem. If there's famine, if there's locusts, if there's pain in the heart, if there's no rain, Hashem, you should hear. And you should give every person according to his ways. You know his heart, Hashem, because you alone know the heart of every man. Pasuk Mem Aleph, amazing. Who does Shlomo now daven for? The nations of the world. Pasuk Mem Aleph. V'gam el hanach v'yishalom me'am cheisha. What about the foreigner, the stranger who is not of your people, Israel? And he comes from a distant land. He undertakes a pilgrimage. He comes to the Beit HaMikdash. Why would they do this? Because the nations will hear about your great name, your strong hand, your outstretched arm. It might be that a foreigner, a stranger, a non-Jew will come and pray in this house. And you should hear in the heavens, your place of your dwelling, and you should do everything that the Nachri, the stranger, calls out to you. L'man yedun kol amei ha'aretz et shemecha, so that all of the nations of the earth, I'm in Pasuk Mem Gimel, will know your name, v'yira otach. Lira otach, yeah, otcha. To fear you, Ka'amcha Yisrael. V'ladat kishimcha nikwa alabayit azer shabaniti. It's very, very interesting. When it comes to the supplications of the children of Israel, Shlomo always says, and they'll recognize that their sins brought this travail upon them, and they'll pray, and they'll repent, then you should answer them. But Shlomo, by the Nachri, Pasuk Mem Aleph through Mem Gimel, he doesn't say that. He says, whatever they ask, give them. Why? So that it should not be a chilul Hashem, so that they should recognize that you are the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is one true God. They'll recognize your supremacy. And the whole world will know that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But when it comes to Am Yisrael, the Hashgacha is different. The Torah tells us over and over again, when travails befall us, we must examine our ways, but we recognize our sins, and then we do teshuvah, and then we repent. Shlomo Melech says, Hashem, please forgive the children of Israel. Not only that, what about Pasuk Mem Dalet? When your people go out to war against the enemy, and we pray to Hashem, v'shamata Hashemayim et tefilatam, Hashem, you should hear their prayers, the al techinatam, and to their supplication, and you should carry out their judgment, justice for them when they sin. Because she's Shlomo Kein Adam Asher Lo Yechta. Is there any man who does not sin? The anaftabam unetatam lifnei oyev, that you will become angry with them because of their sins. You will place them before the enemies. Vishavum shoveihem el eretz ha'oyev rechoka okrova. And their captors will take them as captive to the land of the enemy, be it far away or close. Ve'heshivu alibam be'eretz asher nishbu sham, pasuk mem zayin. They will repent in their hearts in the land where they have been taken captive. Vishavu. They will repent. Ve'hitchananu elecha be'eretz shoveihem. They will entreat you in the land of their captivity. Le'mer chatanu ve'avinu reshanu. We have sinned. We have done iniquity. We have been wicked. They will return to you with all their heart, with all the soul, in the land of their enemies. That took them captive. And they will pray to you, to the land that you gave to their forefathers, to the city that you chose, to the house that I have built. And you will hear from the heavens, the place of your dwelling place, to their prayers and to their supplications, and you will carry out justice for them. Pasuk Nun, you will forgive, you shall forgive your nation who has sinned against you for all of their iniquity, all the sins that they did against you. You should give them mercy before their captors. Mercy, and they will have mercy on them, because they are your nation, they are in your inheritance, who you took out from the land of Egypt, from the iron crucible. Liot einecha petuchot al techinat avdecha. Hashem, your eyes should always be open to the supplication of your servant. Ve'al techinat amcha Yisrael. Is this not what we ask Kosh Baruch Hu today? Please, Hashem, let your eyes be open to the supplication of your servant, Am Yisrael. To the supplication of your nation is Lishmo Elam Hashem. Please hear our cries. B'chol Karam Elecha. Anytime we call out to you. Because you have separated for you, continues King Shlomo, Am Yisrael as an inheritance from all the nations of the earth, like you spoke in the hand of Moshe, your servant, when you took our forefathers out of Egypt, Hashem Elokim. And that is the end of this exquisite prayer of King Shlomo. The parak finishes Pasuk Nun Dalid through Sam Mechvav. When Shlomo finished praying this prayer, it's so beautiful. It says that he stands up from being bowed down on his knees with his hands spread heavenward. He stands up. He blesses the entire assembly of Israel in a loud voice. Blesses Hashem who has granted Menucha to his people Israel. He concludes with a beautiful bracha. May Hashem be with us as he was with our forefathers. May these words of mine be pleasing before Hashem. May all the people of the earth know that he is Hashem. There is no other. May our hearts be whole with Hashem. They offered so many sacrifices. This is amazing. I want to tell you Pasuk Samech Gimel. Vayizbech Shlomo on that day at Zavech Hashlom, Mishor Zavech Hashem. How many sacrifices? Bakar Esrim Ushnayim Aleph. 22,000 oxen, Vitzon Mea the Eshim Aleph, and 120,000 sheep on that day. And Shlomo made at that time a chag for all of Israel with him. Let's just quote the last pasuk of the parak. Oyvei the time. On the 8th day, after this, there was 2 sets of 7 days on which they had this massive celebration. The first 7 days were the week before Sukkot, followed by 7 days of Sukkot itself. On the 8th day, after the second set of 7 days, King Shlomo sent the people away. He blessed the nation. They went back to their homes. Smeichim v'tov lev, joyous and of good heart, akol tova asher asa Hashem le David avdu l'Yisrael amo, for all the good that Hashem did to David his servant and to Israel's nation. Thank you so much, everybody, for learning Halavai. We should see the vision of this beautiful, beautiful Perek and Tefillah come to fruition in our days with the restoration of the Bayis Shlishi on Har Tzion, where Kosh Baruch Hu Shechina will dwell once again. Kol tov, thank you so much to all. Our learning is dedicated anonymously as a zechus for our Torah leaders across the world. May Hashem grant them the koach and wisdom to lead Klal Yisrael and bring us closer to Hashem and the coming of Mashiach b'mehira b'yameinu. Amen. Thank you so much for learning with me. I look forward to continuing tomorrow, Bezor Hashem.